Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, accessories, and more to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. If only you could deliver Kara's books like that, just straight to your door, so you would stop tweeting at me about the warmth of other suns. Read another book. Just go to stitchfix.com/keepit and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. You'll be paired with your own very personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door. Then you try them on, pay only for what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. There is no subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix wherever you want. Stitch Fix's styling is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. So you can get started now at stitchfix.com/keepit, and you will get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/keepit to get started today. stitchfix.com/keepit. And we're back with an all-new Keep It Brief. If podcasting be the food of love, then play on, as Shakespeare once wrote. Today, we are joined by comic and actor and writer Yasser Lester from Black Monday, which is on Showtime. You should be watching it. Casey Wilson was literally just on the show, and she's on it too, and we told you to watch it. So if you're not watching it, that means you don't listen to things we say, and it's a little concerning when I have plans to turn the Keep It listenership into a cult. Anyway, we're going to talk about the rude cancellation of One Day at a Time by Netflix. What's up with that? We'll be right back.
And we're back.
I like everyone's clothes.
Everyone's clothes are nice.
You love this Elizabeth Holmes hoodie.
Yes. About to scam everybody with my looks.
Wait, you clearly know her. Amy Aniobi, do y'all know Amy? The other day I saw her at the San Vicente Bungalows, hot new spot. And I was like, she's wearing this big cardigan. I was like, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. What is that? And she's like, it's Serena Williams for Serena Williams. And then I spent $300 on the same cardigan. Absolutely. I was just like, this is mine.
I love a cardigan. I will be shopping right after this.
That's when people say like snug. That's what a cardigan is to me. Like, you get a big cardigan, like, oh yeah, this is snug. You know what I'm saying? Anything else, I don't really ride with snug, but cardigan.
All right. Netflix, the self-proclaimed hub for showcasing underrepresented stories, just announced that it was canceling a show about an underrepresented family. Netflix is canceling One Day at a Time after 3 seasons. The show was based on the hit show created by Norman Lear in 1975. It was a reboot focused on a Cuban-American family with Justina Machado and Rita Moreno. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you cancel anything with Rita
Noted
Moreno.
Award hoarder.
She should tell, she should tell you that it's over.
She's done.
She's done with your show. To talk about this, we're with Yasser Lester. You're currently on Showtime's Black Monday.
I'm currently on Showtime's Black Monday.
You were in a show that did not last
I've
as well.
I've been in every show that's been canceled.
Many.
If you go back in time, you'll see me pop up and then like, it's time to get
Cop Rock. The Get Smart reboot. Yeah.
Andy Richter controls you. All of it.
Mrs. Columbo. Yeah. Columbo spinoff.
Last season of Hanging with Mr. Cooper. All of it.
Did you replace Raven?
Yeah.
They were in space for that season.
What do we got to say about this? It's it's weird.
Well, also,
right?
Here's the thing. Netflix is ratings jail, where you don't know what the ratings are up to or yeah, where they've true. Been or it's, what they mean.
It's ratings ice.
Yes, ratings ice.
They don't tell you anything.
So I remain afraid of Netflix, but I'm also not surprised because I don't feel like I knew a lot of people who were talking about One Day at a Time. That said, you know that I have seen every episode of the original One Day at a Time, which is some real 70s white lady drama.
I love the original.
Where, like, every character begins every sentence with, damn it. You know, damn it, Julie, I can't believe you did this to me.
Did you watch One Day at a Time?
I did.
Oh,
and
you
I
did?
Loved it. Yeah, yeah. So I watched all of season one, like when it first came out, and then like kind of forgot about it, truthfully. Mm-hmm. And then when season three came out, I like went back and watched all of them. Cause your boy's a sucker for like a nice, simple multicam. Like, I just want to feel good. The show was feel good. It was easy. And like, here's the biggest bummer, I think, with it is because there's no way Rita Moreno's salary was $3.5 million an episode. You know what I'm saying? It's a three-camera show. For the most part, everyone was relatively unknown. They could have made the show forever and just let it become something. And, like, I know three seasons, you can argue, is a lot. But it's also not, it's Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this were three seasons on NBC where people, you can see the metric of people tuning in week to week and it's falling off or whatever. But it's like, we all did the same thing. We all, once it came on, we watched nine in a row and then we did something and then we came back and watched nine in a row. And like, at the end of the day, it's whether you feel as an executive the story is important to you or not, like, there are enough people out there that it is their story and it is something that they want to see. And look, I'm black as hell. And like, I have, like, I don't know, like, I wasn't raised like with a bunch of Cubans, you know what I'm saying? But like, but it was one of the most relatable shows I've ever seen in terms of just like, oh, there's a single mom raising her kids and the grandma lives in the house.
It was positive to me because I dated an evil Cuban. And it was nice to see positive.
Yeah, there are. You know what? There are good Cubans. I've been telling people that.
One thing that I do sort of appreciate, and I'm not happy that the show has been canceled, but one thing I do sort of appreciate is, like, now that Netflix actually has been canceling shows, at least that makes sense to me from a business model, because already I don't understand how Netflix works.
Right.
And so when they were just letting terrible shows, and not that this one is terrible, but when they were letting terrible shows just go on and on, I was like, what is your money situation? I was like, how does this work? And so now that they're actually making decisions seemingly based off of audience numbers, I'm like, okay, at least I can wrap my mind around that is a business decision, because before I was like, I don't know what you're doing.
Let me say this. If One Day at a Time would have been about, like, if One Day at a Time would have been the Roseanne model, that show would have run forever.
Right.
Because it doesn't, at the end of the day, like, it's, to me, and it is a conversation I've had before, you can argue that it's racism, and I think that is at its core, but I think realistically is that there's not even the thought of, like, is this important to a certain group of people? You know what I'm saying? It becomes a non-issue versus, like, the, well, let's see if it gets a bigger audience amongst this demographic or whatever. I just think that there's, like, I don't know what it is, so it's gone. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, which I actually think is a little bit more insidious than just being like, get rid of the Cubans.
No,
what's weird
it's
is
more like, what are
they
Cubans?
Knew. Yeah. They knew, because the Twitter feed for Netflix, when they canceled it, switched from
all
being
plantain
jokey to being like
plantain Twitter came out.
It switched to, we know that this story was very important to a lot of people, and you know, we're very sad that we can't keep telling these stories, but don't let this be a deterrent and let you know that your stories aren't important.
Clearly not.
Yeah, it is so crazy to say that. Be like, look, we hate it, but don't let that deter you. Some people don't.
It really, the thing is, it really is like the most, it's the most insidious part about like overcoming sort of the diversity issue in Hollywood, I think, which is like that the people who still get to make the decisions are still the same group of people. So even if you have show creators and actors and writers, the people who say yes to things. And so if a white dude reads my script, and I have had this with stuff that I've written, I once had this white man say to me, there's no good white people in this script. And I was like,
there's none in the real world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like, he doesn't, because he doesn't get why it's funny. He doesn't understand my jokes. And so it could be an excellent script, but if he doesn't get it, this one person doesn't get it, he's not going to say yes to it, as opposed to even saying, I'm going to step outside myself and say, I don't get this. This isn't for me, but I'm going to continue to support this. And until you have more of those people, they're going to make exactly these types of decisions.
Yeah.
Well, and part of it, too, is I think it was mentioned in a Variety article, Netflix doesn't produce. They're not the studio who made One Day at a Time, too. Yeah. So it's also part of this thing where we don't know the ratings for these shows, and we also know that they're canceling shows that they're not producing. Like, they got rid of the Marvel shows because Marvel was making those, and they're like, well, we're not paying a fee to air your shows on our network because it's money that's not coming in their pocket. And for One Day at a Time, it seemed like you were saying, it's not an expensive show.
At all. You there's know? No way.
Whereas Netflix makes The Ranch, and that will probably air for 25 years, even though it aired for multiple seasons with Danny Masterson on it when he was out here allegedly raping people.
By the way, I feel like maybe they would have kept One Day at a Time if, here's who I'm going to drag right now, the Emmys had given like Rita Moreno a nomination. She's like amazing on the show. And I think that's like why Netflix has shows like this, like so that they can get awards attention. You know what I mean? Like, would The Crown really still be on if it weren't cleaning up Emmys? Probably not. You know what I mean?
The Crown is delectable.
It is.
Sumptuous. Is
it? It's pretty good. It's once
dazzling.
You have to get past the first three episodes. I was like, do I care about these old white people?
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow, I really care. Like, it was a turning point.
My mom is like, anything with an accent, she's into it.
What did your mom say? You tweet about your mom a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my mom be chilling. Shout out, Vicky.
When you've been on a show that's maybe ended, what does your mom say to you?
I mean it sincerely. There's a, and I think all of us probably deal with this. There's a part of your parents that is extremely proud of you. And there's also a part of them that has no concept of what it is that you do, really.
Of course.
Like, they're like, they know enough to tell their friends, like, my kid's handling it. But then when you, like, try to explain, they're like, I'm having a stroke. Like, leave me alone, I'm having a stroke. So when I'm like, oh, so-and-so ended, she's like, all right, well, what's the next thing? I'm like, I don't know.
I was shocked.
Do you have a plan?
Yeah.
This weekend, getting texts from my grandmother, who listens to Keep It, apparently.
Oh, God.
See?
Hi, Gran.
What's up, Gran?
She was like, I loved hearing you talking to Holla Taylor. I remember I used to watch Edge of Night. I was like, you were listening to that?
Wow.
Also, on a Saturday night, go to bed.
But there's so many layers to that. Like, where does she pod? You know what I'm saying?
I know for a fact she probably listens to it on the desktop.
That would
on
be
the
cool.
website.
That would be cool.
Press play. She is not potting on her phone.
Logs onto her gateway computer. Just Spotify.com.
We have had Casey Wilson on the podcast recently.
Oh, who big is, homie.
Who was also in a little project with you.
Mm-hmm.
Seen a few billboards.
Yeah.
For Black Monday.
yeah, she around.
I love that show so much.
Yo, it is, I mean it sincerely, it's one of the weirdest, coolest things I've ever been a part of. And like, because I was just hired as a writer and then they put me on it, but like,
and they yelled star at you.
Yeah. Truthfully, so talking about canceled shows, that was on a canceled show, and so that was the next job I took. I was just like, oh, like, it makes you insane. Like, people, I used to be like, why is Martin Lawrence running around Ventura with a gun in his hand? And now I'm like, I get it. You know what I mean? I absolutely understand. So I was like, I want to take a break from all this. I just want to, like, be in a writer's room and chill. And long and short of it, like, this dumb thing happened where, like, someone was like, yeah, sir, I missed your show, right in front of the creator. And he's like, you want to be on this one? And I was just like, yes. But I say all that to say that, like, well, you know, when someone's like, hey, do you want to work with Don Cheadle and Regina Hall and Andrew Rannells and Horatio? You're just like,
politely declined. That's
yeah.
God, so, I love them. Mean, all those people.
It's just been the weirdest experience of my life in terms of, like, you know, I've gotten to do some pretty cool things, but it's like, I haven't gotten to do Regina Hall, Don Cheadle things. You know what I mean? Like,
in like a black ass romantic comedy.
It's crazy. It's, get to be funny. Right. And like, you know, like, cause even Regina in Girls Trip she has my favorite single line of that movie, which is so dumb. But when her and Larence Tate are walking away from each other, she goes in the hotel room and then she comes right back out and she goes, And he's like, I didn't say anything. And I was like, that's the best performance in the movie.
I
but
love
like,
that you just quoted Girl Strip. No, I just like that. Like, I don't know that I could. How many times did you see it?
Oh, I saw it a bunch.
Yeah.
I like, here's the thing. I was just like, it's just girls cutting up in New Orleans. My kind of movie. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. Like, there's something about working with like peers and then like, I mean, y'all know. And then you like, you're around someone, you're like, oh, you were famous in the 90s, which is a completely, you're famous then and now. Like, you're like, oh, okay. Hello. So like just being around them and like just on a goofy, weird black show that like, I don't know, just like, I think that like kind of defied expectations is.
I can't decide like, whether or not I want like my longtime heroes or people I just have been obsessed with my entire life to be humanized to me. Like when you meet them, are you like, wow, you are normal and I'm having a good time with you. And now there's one less God in my life.
Can I say something? Pardon me. I think that weirdly, it's the stars of today that do that more where they're like, I'm just like you. And you're like, okay, I guess. But when you meet someone like, again, like I've never met him, but I know people that have met like Will Smith, and it's like that veneer stays up.
Yeah,
like, he's like, you're talking to Will Smith. You know what I mean? And that's what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Like, totally.
I want, just like, don't
unapproachable.
Unapproachable. You're better than me. You have more money. Like, you don't want. I don't want someone to be like, hey, I also eat at Pink's. You know?
We talked about that in our most recent episode with Busy Phillips. Just the idea that sort of celebrity now is, you have to use social media more. It's just celebrities feel more accessible to you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
People would feel more comfortable going up to like Archie from Riverdale than they would going up to, I don't know, like Julia Roberts in a store.
Oh, you know?
Because you feel like that's a star. That's someone on the screen.
Well, that's been like Beyonce's key tactic where she's like, oh, you bitches don't know me.
I don't talk to y'all niggas on the internet.
She's like, She's like, I might get some Instagram pictures 2 weeks after I was on vacation. She's like, been gone. She's back. The tan has faded. And she's like, now you can get these little pictures.
I completely agree.
Rihanna does like, that. She feels like a classic star in the sense of when you always see paparazzi photos of her walking out of restaurants with like wine glasses.
It feels
like something a celebrity in like the 90s would be doing.
To me, Rihanna feels like Madonna in a lot of ways, where it's like, I mean, granted, it's you have to up the ante a little bit because the world is on fire.
She's
but, like,
not stealing you know, dances from black people.
Right. That's probably the biggest thing. But with Beyonce, I'm just like, good. Like, hire David LaChapelle to do your Instagram photos. Release them in a month and just swarm. Like, don't let us think that we're even remotely.
You don't know us.
Why would you?
I think Rihanna maybe does social media the best because she is on it and not accessible, but she spends all of her time coming up with new ways to say she doesn't have time for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing about this is like, you're invited to hang.
Right.
Wait, I have a question for you, Yasser.
Yeah.
So Of course you're a Girls Trip fan, but we've also talked about other black rom-coms that you've enjoyed.
Eve's Bayou, my favorite rom-com.
I love Eve's Bayou.
If Rihanna came to you tomorrow and said, write me a movie, what would you write for her?
I mean it sincerely. I would be like, it just has to be someone with like multiple personalities or something. Because like, because here's the thing, it's like, I don't think you can like qualify or quantify what she is. Because like, even like, did y'all see Ocean's 8? Yeah. It's a big Ocean's 8 crowd.
Yeah.
We go out for Ocean's 8.
Okay, that's what's up. We stand Ocean's 8. Yeah.
Rihanna's big line, tap, tap, tap on a laptop, I'm in.
Yeah. But that's my point. I swear to God, as I was watching it, I was like, oh, I would love this if she was all 8. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if she was every personality, I'd be like, oh yeah, I get it. But like, and it's because it's not like she's a bad actress or any of that stuff, but I was just like, that's just.
So you're writing Rihanna.
Facet of Rihanna.
The Nutty Professor.
Oh, yeah.
Like Rihanna.
Oh, my God.
That's
absolutely
what you're doing.
one version of her just like waving guns, another version of her cooking, yeah. burning her hand on a stove like the mom in Soul.
Chasing people with a knife. You fuck the family. Yeah. They fuck the family. Oh, I want to see Rihanna doing that.
We are due for a soul food remake.
I'm
not a big remake fan. But.
I feel like we are. I don't know who would remake soul food, and I would be very afraid that it would be Tyler Perry.
I'm gonna go controversial for a second. I think Tyler Perry's second act is gonna be phenomenal. I think in a post-Madea world, hear me out. By the way, if this is just audio, whoever's just listening to it, I'm sure you just heard three giant gulps as I started, because everyone's just like, that being said, I think that now he's going to be forced to do something else. And here's the thing. I'm from Atlanta, where he got his start. And I remember all those commercials where it's just like, mama done burned the cornbread again. A new play. But, you know, and so I just think that there has to be something creative about him. Right?
I told Lewis.
I see this.
Yeah. I think I told you once that I think he's going to get an Oscar nomination.
I'm a little bit haunted.
For acting. I think he's going to get an Oscar nomination.
Because he likes taking a supporting role. Gone Girl, that was competently done.
Yeah.
Also, Diary of a Mad Black Woman was not a bad movie. You know what?
I love that movie, and I think it's Taraji. You know, I also... It's very problematic, but I love Daddy's Little Girl.
The Idris Elba one?
Yeah, Gabrielle was so good in that movie.
Yeah.
We know you like it.
I think he's fine. Half of his catalog, you're like, what is happening? And the other half, you're like, I was fine with that. You know what I mean? What was the one with Maya Angelou doing the poem and then the black angels flying above the...
Was that for Colored Girls?
What? No, what was right after Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
What, was it Family That Prays?
No, because that's the one with Kathy Bates. That was a weird one.
When they add white people, it honestly gets weird.
Well, because here's what I'll say about Tyler Perry that's phenomenal. He writes white people the way that white people write black people. Like, he has no concept of them. So he's like, they're eating wet Doritos. Like, is that a stereotype?
They're like holding clipboards.
Yeah.
I'm here for the presentation. Okay.
I would gladly get high and watch Tyler Perry's white remake of Soul Food.
That's the movie. There
all
we
white
go.
Remakes. That's all the world we should enter.
You know what? That actually isn't. I know how problematic that is, and I would pay $30,000 of my own. It's like, just make all of them.
White drumline.
Instead of a chalk, it's charcoal they're blowing into the other faces. This is fucking crazy. By the way, drumline, very underrated. And then, when Kim Porter sadly passed, they were like, oh, that was supposed to be her. That was.
Oh, yeah. Instead, it was the other woman that looked. Joy Bryant.
No. Was it? I thought it was Zoe Saldana.
No, Zoe Saldana, I think, was in. Wasn't she in. One of them was in that, and one of them was in the stepping one.
Stomp the Yard.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I don't know.
Stepping one is such a 91-year-old way of putting that. That's so funny.
Yeah, no.
The stepping feature.
You know what? Drumline, I don't want to. Drumline is a perfect movie, and I kind of.
No, I thought you were about to go in on
no,
it.
No, no,
I was
no.
Like,
I love
no, no.
It.
Drumline is objectively the best movie of all time. It is the only good movie, and I will die for Nick Cannon right now.
Yassir.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
I loved it. You guys, thank you for letting me scream.
Before you go, I have a question.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts on the 2020 race?
It's got to be Corey. Yeah. You guys, I... Look, I hate to be the one that says it, but... It's Corey.
It's going to be Corey
and
Booker.
First Lady Rosario Dawson.
Yes. Can you imagine her as First Lady?
Because here's the thing. Jay-Z's lost one is about Roseanne.
It is,
Dawson.
Yeah.
So, like, the idea that there would be a woman in the White House that Jay-Z wrote a song about.
Like a ballad, a rap ballad.
So crazy to me that I'm like, it's the only option, right? Like, we're out of options. Like, it's either that or, I mean, like, The Rock's a secret conservative, and I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like,
see, that's why I want to go back to 90s, like, celebrity, like, that veneer of, like, I'm a celeb.
Yeah.
I agree with these Fox News hosts. We know too much
we know
about
too
some
much.
Of these celebrities' political opinions. Ugh. I would love The Rock. I would love Chris Pratt. I would love all these people if I did not know how much they go up for
God.
Jesus and stripping away my voting rights.
It's the weirdest thing, like, and I know this is, I know it's something that we've all spoken about before, but it's like literally all you have to do is just not talk. Someone could just say, how are you? And you're like, I'm good. And you don't have to be like, someone's like, how are you? And you're like, I'm good. Also, gay people. What is that? It's like, why did you add the second part?
You can always just say nothing.
Be like John Wayne, where they discover you were racist after you're dead on Twitter for a day, and people get mad, and then we move on.
That was...
Because he's dead.
But I'm also like, there's no cowboy. Like... It would be surprising if you're like, this cowboy wasn't racist.
Oh, yeah, no. Right. Gene Autry. Like, yeah. What a humanitarian.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah. Whoa! Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he was cool. I don't know. Yeah.
Only the cowboy ladies and bad girls are
That's true.
Unracist.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Yasir.
Thank y'all for having
People
me.
People should so watch Black Monday on Showtime.
Two episodes left.
Listen, you got Showtime for Jesus and Mira. Because they were on the show.
Right,
we told you to get Showtime if you don't have it. So now you should also be watching Black Monday. Yeah.
I will say this. Showtime has had more black people on the network than they ever have. And they're also giving away more subscriptions than they ever have. And I'm like, this feels bad a little bit.
Showtime, it did not cancel One Day at a Time.
That's right.
I can say that because Netflix likes me. Bye.
Bye.